USA News. I'm Dave Collins. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says her time as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. taught her a lot about Hamas and their secret tunnels.
That are massive, that are sophisticated, to hide equipment and ammunition and to do their dirty work and maybe to have those hostages.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Haley said she was in some of the tunnels during a 2017 visit to Israel. She said many of them run underneath places such as hospitals and schools and that they're hard to find. Haley acknowledged that Hamas might be keeping American and Israeli hostages in some of the tunnels. President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit. Senior U.S. official confirmed the news after several Israeli media outlets reported earlier Sunday that the invitation had been made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to return to Tel Aviv on Monday. One university president says it shouldn't be that hard to protect Jewish students and to protect free speech.
You have so many universities around the country. Somehow at a moment of the most grave, grotesque attacks on Jewish people since the Holocaust, they all of a sudden say there's too much complexity to say anything.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, University of Florida President Ben Sasse defended a statement he sent to Jewish alums condemning Hamas and last weekend's attack on Israel. Sasse, who previously served as U.S. Senator from Nebraska, didn't mention any specific schools, but he did criticize university leaders in general who haven't spoken out more strongly against Hamas. Actress Suzanne Somers has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Somers gained instant fame in the mid-70s as Chrissy Snow on the ABC hit comedy Three's Company. Somers died on Sunday, just one day shy of her 77th birthday. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A teenager is in custody in connection with last week's mass shooting that left five people injured at Morgan State University in Maryland. A 17-year-old male was arrested in D.C. Thursday and will face multiple counts of attempted murder. Detectives are looking for another suspect, identified as 18-year-old Javon Williams. They say Williams should be considered armed and dangerous. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen says he will reportedly not testify in court next week because of health issues. Cohen was scheduled to appear on Tuesday and Wednesday to testify in Trump's $250 million civil fraud. Cohen is now battling a health issue and his testimony will be delayed. Trump announced that he would fly into New York to watch Cohen testify in person. Here's a troubling statistic for high school students.
ACT scores in the U.S. fell to their lowest levels in more than 30 years. The average ACT composite score was 19.5 out of 36. Last year's score was slightly higher. The reported scores were from the students from the first year of the pandemic. Scores from the college admission test have dropped steadily for the past six straight years. I'm Skip Kelly.
High inflation is causing Generation Z to tighten their wallets. A Bank of America survey shows 73% of respondents between the age of 18 and 26 say they have changed their lifestyle dramatically. Of them, 43% say they stay at home instead of eating at restaurants, 40% spend less on clothing, and about half say they only buy essentials at the grocery store. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.